You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church, Ross on Wye. To find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Morning, everyone.
So good to be back home. Yes, really good. Just one thing, after singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on church, my friend Gavin, you're going to have a problem to explain to Elena why she can't have the wheels on the bus go round and round. You know this story. They were singing some worship songs with the kids, and Elena, suddenly, when they finished, Elena shouted, "Now play the wheels on the bus, the wheels on the bus!" Say hello to everyone. So good to be back, right? Yeah, she's still getting... So you want to go with mommy? No? Okay. Yes, you prefer her friends. Anyway. So good to be back. Yes, you can stay here with dad if you want. You can sit. You can sit, please. Well done. So good to be here. Hello. You okay? Good. Yes, I want to speak quickly. I promise I won't take too long. But it's really good to be back. It's really good to be with family. I don't know what guys you do, because you make us miss you guys. I don't know. You make us miss England. Look outside. Yeah. It's family, and we just love being back. We tried to bring the sun, but sorry, it didn't. Yeah, we only had two luggages. By the way, if you don't know yet, so we are Brazilians, we find out gender before. So we're expecting a baby boy. Yes. And James, the name is James in Portuguese, is Thiago. So we already chose. Okay, so it's Thiago on the way. Yes, and we're really happy. We're going to have another Herefordian / Rossonian / Brazilian on the way. And it's really good to be back. I want to read... Actually, we already read what I want to speak today, because Christmas is really interesting. The story of Christmas is something that if you or myself, if you were writing... the story of Christmas, the story of salvation of humanity, we will never, ever write it and think it the way God did it. Because my friend Murray just read to us Isaiah 9. Let's just repeat here with me. For a child is born to us. A son is given to us. Isaiah 9 says the story really simple. Pretty much the story of Christmas is really simple. So it says that a child was born. A child is born every day. Every day in her hospital, there's a baby being born over there. So the story of Christmas starts with a really simple quote. A child was born. So far, everyone got that? Brilliant. But then it gives another sentence that starts to make everything really, really special, and at the same time, not much sense, because it says, a son is given to us. A son is given to us. And I love this quote, because what we, most of the time, we're not understanding from Christmas, and I love Christmas, is the fact that, yes, there's a baby, I know, is the fact that a child was born, but this child is not just an ordinary child. I know the child is also the Savior. We all know that. But the characteristic that comes first over here when it's describing this child, it says that it's what? A son. A son. And I love that. Because what I love about Christmas is I try to understand God in heaven when he was thinking about it. Because who on earth, to solve the problem of humanity, would give to the earth a family? Do you have days when your family drives you crazy? You wait, you're still single, my friend. But yes, there are days when family drives us crazy. And I can't stop thinking that in heaven, God thought, okay, I'm going to solve the problem of humanity. So do you know what I will give to humanity? I will give them a family. Because he gave a son. A son is not a son by himself. A son is a son of someone. So a son was given on that Christmas. What did we get from God? What did you get from God? You got a family. And if you pay attention to the story of Christmas, there are a lot of moments when no one wanted a family, or where they had to receive, to choose if they want to receive or not a family. We start with Joseph. Joseph suddenly saw himself what? Having to decide if he wanted a family that was not his. He heard the news that his future wife was expecting a baby. And suddenly there was a family that was not necessarily his family that he had to choose. Do I want this family or not? Then we read in Luke that Mary and Joseph, they went and they found no place to rest. They have found no place and they end up in a barn. Why not? I can't believe, my friend, what would we do if a pregnant lady appears over there at the door shouting for help? Saying, I need some help. I need a place to stay. I can't believe that none of us over here, can you imagine? We have over there Jared with a baby on her arms. Suddenly she appears over here saying, I need help with my baby. I have also over here a baby. Can you imagine? Then you understand that there was no place, no one received a family. No one received a family. No one wanted a family. And God, when he sees humanity, when he sees the problems on earth, he says, I'm going to solve that problem. What would you do to solve a problem? You would probably send a warrior, a mighty warrior. You would send someone. But no, God does everything different. He says, you know, because I love this world so much, I will give them a family. I will give them my son. And when they receive my son, they will inherit him. They will receive together with the son an entire family. So do you know what I've been celebrating this Christmas? The fact that you and me, we received in Christ a family. I don't know what you love the most. I know Jesus is the Savior. I know that. And it's brilliant that our Savior was born. But do you know what was born that day? Do you know what was born that day? Do you know what was the present? Can you ask the person next to your side, do you know what is the greatest present? You can ask, do you know what is the greatest present? Can you ask me, please, that you got on Christmas? Can you make me the question, please? Really good question. Well done. Intelligent question. Do you know what is the answer? A family. Do you know what that means? It means that if you are ever walking in darkness, you will see great light. Because how can I be in darkness when I have my friend Martin next to me? How can I be in darkness when I have a family next to me? Elena wakes up every day and she wants to turn on the lights of the Christmas tree. She doesn't allow the light to be off. We don't allow Jesus when he was born. Do you know why I love him so much? Because he saved me, yes, but he went beyond that. Not only he saved me, but he gave me a family. He made me a part of a family. Do you know why we celebrate this Christmas today? What we are celebrating a Jesus Christ baby that was born. But when he was born, he gave himself as a son. He gave us a family. Do you know what is the hope of this earth? Do you know the hope outside? Is that the day when they finally realize that the Jesus we celebrate on Christmas gave them a family, made them part of a family. So you're here, if you're here visiting, if you're here for the first time, if you're here for 25 years, I don't know, I want to tell you something. This Christmas, we are celebrating together the Son who was born. And when we celebrate the Son, we celebrate the family He gave us. When we were in Brazil, we had a few days with Marcos and Roberta. And he sent some special love to a special couple that is here today. I told them already. So Kevin and Barbara, they're here. And when we were with Marcos and Roberta back in Brazil, they said, send hello to them because they made us feel family. They looked after us so well. Do you know why we're celebrating Christmas? A child was born. A son was given. A family was given to this earth. And that's why there is hope. That's why there is hope. Because those who were walking in darkness, those who were walking alone, will never need to walk alone anymore. There is hope for humanity because a family was given. And you are part of the same family. That's why we came back. Because we have a family here. And you have a family in Brazil as well. And I want to celebrate Jesus with all the joy we have this morning. And I'm finishing already because there's some more to go. But I want to celebrate. And maybe this Christmas you might be feeling a little bit, family can be chaotic. You know, if you ever saw a child running everywhere, that barn wasn't silent. There wasn't a silent night. Maybe when Jesus was sleeping, but when he woke up hungry, he wasn't silent. But there was hope because no one was alone anymore. So receive the family that God has for you this Christmas and be part of it and embrace it because it's beautiful. Jesus, thank you because there is hope for us. There is hope for us. Thank you, Jesus, because you chose to give yourself. A child was born. But a son was given. And there is a possibility that this Christmas, once again, we know that the child was born, but we don't receive the son. The son is given. You gave yourself, Jesus, on the cross. And in different moments of this story, as we said, people, they had to choose if they wanted to receive the family or not. We are here this morning celebrating the life of your son, dear God, dear Father. And thank you because what was offered that day when Jesus was born was an opportunity for us to never walk alone anymore. You offered us a place in your family. There is hope for us. There is hope for the ones we love. Thank you so much, because we would never offer someone a family to solve their problem. But you did that because you knew that in the family, in your family, is our safe refuge. Thank you for the price you paid, Jesus Christ, because you reunited us with our Father. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate your name, we celebrate your birth, because that made us one family. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.